In this week's parsha, we learn about Bilaam, the great evil prophet of the non-Jewish world. Rashi himself in Pasuk Hey asked the obvious question: why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow himself to be used as a vehicle for prophecy on a non-Jewish evil person? And his answer, Rashi says from the Medrash, is "Kadei shleiy pischein pe leumis," that the other nations of the world shouldn't say, if we would have had a prophet who would have guided us and gave us Musar and told us how to act, we ourselves would have been just like the Jewish people. They had Moshe Rabbeinu, and they knew, therefore, a direction in life. We didn't have that opportunity. Therefore, Hashem gave them a chance with Bilaam, and Bilaam not only didn't produce positive results, but he actually created negative results. His whole idea was immorality, and therefore, they have no excuse anymore. The question that is asked by many is, okay, in the history of the world, how many hundreds of millions and billions of people, non-Jewish people, existed? You're going to say because one person was given prophecy and he turned it into an evil vehicle for him to profit, play on words, for himself is the reason and make other people do bad? One person? Okay, so try it again. What's the big deal? Moshe Rabbeinu came and the Jews did well. Okay, see, Bilaam was the wrong guy. So try someone else. That doesn't sound like a fear explanation against them. So the answer given by many of the Musanics is that a leader and a prophet, part of his ability is based on the people he is leading to, people he is supposed to be giving Musa to. They affect him. When you're a messenger for someone else, you are affected by them as well. So the famous story is that the Chofetz Chaim asked Reb Meir Shapira to do something. And he told him to get up and speak for himself and to say something in his name. So when Meir Shapiro came, he told him, listen, don't have me speak first. I want to speak last. So the people around him said, why do you want to speak last? The Chofetz Chaim sent you. He goes, I want to be a messenger for the Chofetz Chaim as long as possible. You want to be a shliach for that person as long as possible. The reason why is because when you are a messenger for someone, you take on those characteristics. When you are a leader of people, you take on those characteristics as well. So what Hashem was saying was, look, I gave you a prophet. I gave the non-Jewish people a prophet, and in general, they're incapable of handling such a thing because their negative energy overall, in general, affects the prophet, that the prophet's abilities now become skewed in a negative direction. That's on a major level. An average human being can negatively affect a prophet. Certainly, he can affect his parents, his rabbi, his local people. You have to understand the power you are given. You are affecting other people, and therefore, the responsibility becomes much greater as well. So one of the great lessons of this parsha is to realize how we are affecting others and we have to be positive about that. And as well to know, if we want to lead people, if we want to affect people, try to pick the right people because we're going to be affected by them. So to take over and become a leader of negative people, to become a prophet for negative people, will create negativity as well. Have a great Shabbos.